Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is the Frey Podcast, brought to you by thefrey.com, a place for women who want more from life.
This is what I want. This is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you gonna make a move? Are you gonna come and see? Whatever you wanna do, you know it's cool with me.
Welcome to today's podcast episode. It is a solo one, and I am chatting with you about snapping back to school, snapping back to reality. So for those of you who have children who have been on school holidays, I salute you. I see you. I feel you. I don't know about your holiday experience, but these school holidays for me have felt like they've like had me by the throat in terms of I've not really been able to do too much else. It has just felt like complete holiday mode, which on one hand is so lovely. And I wasn't sure that it would feel like school holiday mode just because given the fact that over the last couple of years, the kids, like kids in general, have had so much time off school with the pandemic and whatnot that I kind of thought, oh, maybe holidays won't feel as much like that typical well-earned, much-needed school holiday break. But in our household, it has felt like we are just in complete surrender to the school holiday mode. And I have felt like I've not really been able to do too much else when I have the kids. It's just like being completely on their time. And it's really lovely. As you guys know, if you listen to the podcast, I truly value being a mum. I love being a mum. I love all of that stuff. I love my time with the kids. But I have found myself feeling a bit stretched and a bit frazzled at times, trying to juggle different things. And I guess because in my situation, I work from home. And for some reason in my mind, I thought that I would be able to manage a little bit of work and a lot of school holiday time, but still be able to get through some tasks and still feel like I was kind of on top of things. But it's just not been like that at all for me. I personally have felt completely untethered. I have no structure, you know, and this is something I've been chatting about with my friends, just saying that I really rely on the school hours to give me structure to my day because that's the time I work, of course. And everyone listening, you'll all be in a different situation. For some people, you haven't had time off at all over the school holidays, and it hasn't felt like a break. You've still had to get to work at a certain time and work till a certain time. We're all in different situations. But I just know in my little group of mums that I chat with, we've all been saying like these holidays have felt like they've gone for a long time. It may also be reflective of the age group. I don't know, but the boys are just nonstop with their chat and their questions. And I, of course, adore it for the most part. But it does mean that I'm continually interrupted if I sit down to get through a task. It also is probably amplified just because I don't have those tethers of consistent days each week. We live on a rolling roster, as you likely know, which means the boys are with us. And then on the sixth day at 3 p.m., they go and spend time with their dad, and then they come back to us after three nights. So it's just this continual rolling rotation, which can be really tricky for all of us. But such is life. So these holidays, I have felt just like, yeah, complete surrender to whatever it is that the kids need at whatever time, really. I have been looking forward to getting back to reality and having those tethers in place and that structure, but I will, of course, miss the loosey-goosey nature of not having that school routine and that rush of a morning, and it is really nice to just spend quality time with them. But I thought, given that so many of you do have children and a lot of you will have kids who are already back at school or who are about to go back to school, it could be nice to sit down and just have that solo chat about snapping back to school life, because it can be tricky getting back into the rhythm of things. I think it does help if over the school holidays you keep a consistent-ish wake up and bedtime. I think that's half the battle when you get back to school. If your kids are still on that rhythm of going to bed at a certain time and waking up at a certain time, it can be one less thing to have to kind of iron out when the routine begins. So I think the first point to consider when we're snapping back to reality, when the holidays are done, is to think about how we can refine our morning routines. And I know this is not reinventing the wheel. We often talk about refining routines and streamlining things, but just having a little bit of a think of, okay, what do we need as a family unit to happen in our mornings, and what do we also need of a night? So getting back into the swing of looking after future us, for me that means making sure the lunch boxes are washed and dried and ready to go. And it sounds like such a small thing, but if I have to wake up and towel dry the little crevices and the little sealed sections in their lunchbox, it just can be really annoying. So having everything streamlined the night before, lunch boxes out, cooler bags out, drink bottles in the fridge ready to go, so in the morning we just grab them, not having to go hunting through the car or through school bags. Refining routines of a morning can also look like having a bit of a stock take with yourself. What is the ability and age appropriateness of responsibility for your child? Because it is ever evolving. We can't expect a 3-year-old to do certain things, but as they get older, a 5-year-old can be a bit more responsible. An 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, they can take on more responsibility for getting out the door. So maybe it's having a little bit of a think and a chat with your people in the people in your life. If you've got a partner, chat with them. If you don't, other parents, or even just journaling it out on your own. And talking with your kids as well, depending on their age, but just reassessing and going, huh, am I making my morning more difficult because I'm assuming I'm taking on so much more responsibility than I need to, when really my child is now at an age where they are capable of packing their school bag, they are capable of making sure they have their school hat. So you might just need to kind of stop, reassess, where are we up to? Because kids change a lot. You will likely have seen a big difference in terms of ability and personality and growth in your kids just from the start of the holidays to the end of the holidays, let alone that whole school year. Often in parenting, we find ourselves doing things for our kids because it is easier for us to do it, but it's actually not easier in the bigger picture. It's easier in the moment. Trust me, it is so much easier for us to untangle the knots of the school shoes and get out the door quickly. But something I've had to reckon with myself is that that's not helping the kids. So ask yourself, what can they do and what is age appropriate, and how can you help them to take more responsibility for the part they play in the morning routine of getting out the door? That could look like writing a checklist. If your child's not at the age of reading, it could be creating a visual checklist for him or her as well. I know with the boys over the holidays, when we were planning on getting out the door and going to theme parks and things, but I still wanted to get my workout in, I realized it was easier for me to just write down what I needed them to do. So I'd get a piece of paper and write down, before we leave, you need A, like one, comfortable shoes with socks as we will be walking. Two, a hat. Three, sun cream on. Four, fill your water bottles with ice. It's going to be hot today. Five, whatever it is, grab a book for the drive. But if I just wrote that down and put it on the bench and I said to the boys, before you touch screens, you both need to do the 6 things that are on that list. One of the boys is very competent. I could give him 6 instructions and I think he would get it. But his brother, who has ADHD, like his mum, needs to be reminded, because he will be so distracted in his thought process that he might get through 1 or 2 steps, but he will not get through 6 steps without having a refresher. So having it written down takes the pressure off me having to verbally remind him, because I can just know that that piece of paper is there. And to be fair, even as I'm saying it, I'm like, yeah, I still have to say to him, buddy, just quickly check that note that's on the bench, my love, like I'm still in the middle of this. But I think that could be helpful for some families. What can your child be responsible for when we're going back to the school routine? You might have a nighttime checklist as well, or an afternoon one, and you're not going to need these checklists forever. Your kids will get in the habit of it, but it's nice to have that visual reminder for them. So overnight it might be, yeah, do you need to get the knots out of your school shoes because you've made the decision to take them off without untying them and they're just a knotty mess? Can you go through your school bag? Are there any food items in your school bag that need to be taken out? An afternoon checklist is a great idea as well. The boys are in the rhythm mostly. Sometimes they need a prompt, but mostly in the rhythm of they come in, shoes are left in the garage, socks go in the laundry straight away, and then school lunch boxes and drink bottles are out on the bench. It's those three things that we get out of the way straight away. I do have to work on now getting them to get their put their school bag somewhere else as well so that we're not tripping over it. But these are the things that if you can get your kids to take responsibility for those things, it can make the whole morning, afternoon, evening much more streamlined.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Next up, the first week or first weeks back to school can be exhausting, especially for kids. I think it's nice to try and protect their afternoons, not overbook them, not overschedule after school commitments. If your kids catch the bus to and from, they might need some more quiet time when they get home as well. Something I've noticed over the last couple of years is during that first week of school especially, the boys tend to be very quiet in the car. They get in the car and they don't want to chat and they just almost need that decompress time. And then they'll come home and they'll read their book and have a snack as well and sit at the bench and draw for a bit before they kind of come back to life and they're all about their day. But just remembering that the first week back really can be exhausting for them. It can be a lot for little minds to remember that they need to ask to go to the bathroom, that they need to eat at certain times, that they've got to follow rules. There's a lot of moving parts. They're thinking about teachers, school rules, kids wearing uniforms, doing all of the things. You know, it's a lot more structure than they've probably had on their school holidays. Of course, depending on how you live your life and where your kids are for the school holidays. But just allowing them that kind of grace period to be a bit more exhausted while they get into the rhythm of things as well. If you had school holiday time off with your children, they're likely going to be missing you a bit as well that first week. Depending on the kids, some kids will be like, see you later, so happy to have some time and space from you. But if you do have more sensitive children, they might really be missing that connection that they've had with you and that entanglement that they've had with you on a daily basis over the holidays. So just allowing for that little bit of quality time at the end of the day where you do sit down and you have that bedtime conversation, or maybe it's going for a walk around the block after dinner or before dinner and just having that bit of space where they can talk with you, they can hold your hand if they're still at that age, they can feel the connection they have with you. And for some kids, that comes through play. For other kids, it might just be quietly being in each other's company. But just remembering, they're probably going to be missing you. So how can you bookend the day with a bit of connection? For our family, it's definitely reading at the end of the day. I read to the boys every night that we have them. I have since they were born. And I've had people say to me, really, since they were born? Yes, I used to sit in the nursery before they were born and read to the boys in my belly. And so that's a really nice thing that they can rely on. It's that bit of consistency. It even happened throughout the school holidays. It's one constant. Next up, when we're going back to reality, for me, when I think about that, I know that I need to sit down and plan in some tethers for myself. So what does the back to reality week look like for me personally? To me, it's going to be about sitting down and getting clear on how I want my week to look. So an example of this for me is Thursdays are my podcast interview days, getting that tether locked back in because I've been out of the habit of that for the last 6 to 7 weeks. Wednesday, I want that to be my content day. Friday is like my personal appointment day. Tuesday is going to be the day that I research for guests and things like that. And then Monday will be the day that I record solo podcast episodes and also plan social media content for the week, touch base with Jordan on any social media commitments. It's going to be different for everyone depending on what your life is like. So if you don't work for yourself, what are the tethers that you can put in place going back to reality that are going to support you during this transition of coming out of holiday mode into normal mode? So it could be things like maybe your tethers are that you go for a walk after your work day. Maybe your tethers are that you have like a coworker who you have morning tea with on certain days. You know, certain meetings that you have, just what are the things that you need to lock into place to feel like your reality is coming back together as well? What are your routines that maybe you've fallen out of? And it could be as simple as, you know what, normally on the way out the door to work, you grab your keep cup and you quickly stop at the coffee shop and you get a coffee on the way, but you just haven't been doing that. So just having a quick little check of, oh, what does it mean for me to go back to reality? What are my tethers to feel good? And I say tethers because I like the visual that it conjures up of being anchored, the stuff that's kind of non-movable that you can rely upon for the most part to then stack your other habits around. Next up, I think it's really nice to have some plans for weekends to make the most of your weekend time. Holidays can feel never ending and it's like, oh, we've got all of this time to do all of these things. But just having a bit of a think as a family unit, what are the things that we want to look forward to on weekends? What did we really enjoy about the school holidays that we can book in for our weekends? You know, for us, we went to Cairns and we went snorkeling. You don't need to go to Cairns to go snorkeling, depending on where you live in Australia. But we live in a coastal town. We all really loved that. So let's plan on the first Saturday after a big week at school that the four of us are going to go and jump in the creek and do some snorkeling. It's something nice to look forward to. Or we really loved visiting the waterfalls in Cairns as well. Again, don't have to go that far because luckily where we live, we do have waterfalls within driving distance. So that might not be the reality for everyone, snorkeling and waterfalls. It sounds very nice, doesn't it? But what is your reality? Did you enjoy going to the skating rink? Did you enjoy going to play centers? Did you enjoy going to the cinemas or whatever it is? How can you make sure you're still getting to do those things even when school is back? The only way it's going to happen is sitting down and looking at your schedule, your calendar and going, okay, this Saturday we're going to do this. Let's pencil that in. How cool, we've got that to look forward to. And again, if your kids are struggling with going back to school and back to reality, you can remind them that we've got this thing to look forward to. You know, I know that this week might be hard and you've just got to get through it, but at the weekend, we're going to go and do this fun thing. I also encourage you to have a bit of a think about what are the parts of the school holidays that have worked really well for you and what are the parts that haven't, while it is fresh in your mind. So sitting down and going, you know what, the school holidays, we loved as a unit doing all of these things, or I personally really enjoyed not having to do the school lunches of a morning. Or maybe you still did do the school lunches because it was just easier for the kids to have a snack box to graze out of all day. But also asking yourself what didn't work. So for me personally, it didn't work for me to try and get work around having the kids. It's a big lesson for me that for the next school holidays, I need to have a plan, and whether that plan is being more organized and not even entertaining the fact that I'm going to get anything done while the kids are with us and only scheduling it in when the kids are not with us, like when they're at their dad's, or is it seeing if I can find some room in the budget to have someone come on a Monday and a Tuesday for 3 hours to hang out with the boys so that over the school holidays I know, okay, I'm not going to get my normal 25 hours, 30 hours in, but I'm going to get these 6 hours in, and I can at least do the bare minimum to make sure the revenue is not too massively impacted and things like that. Or even just having a conversation with Brendan and saying, what does your 6 weeks look like? What day can you entertain the kids for a couple of hours? It's being more organized and not just flying by the seat of my pants like I did these school holidays and like I have in the past. I think while it's fresh in your mind, it's nice to sit down and just kind of touch on the things that worked well and the things that didn't. Something that worked really well for us these holidays was also having annual passes to a theme park. So again, not everyone lives within driving distance to the Gold Coast, and I understand that. But in your local area, are there things that you can sign up for those annual passes for and take advantage of it? When I purchased our annual passes to one of the theme parks, I was mortified at how expensive they were, but we've gone so many times over the school holidays that it has felt like a great investment of fun and time and energy. And it's like, you know what? I'm not sure what I'm going to do with the kids today, but I want to get them out of the house and I want to have a laugh with them. Cool. We've got those vouchers. Let's go do that. It has ended up being a really good use of money, even though I still think it's expensive. But asking yourself what has worked well for you. You might even write it down in an email to yourself and send it and just title it School Holiday Refresher. So next year you can, if you remember to, jump back in, open that email and go, oh, that's right, rather than it all being a blur. You can go, that's what worked for our family. That didn't work so well. More of this, less of that, and just refine things as well as you go along. So those are a couple of thoughts on snapping back to school routine, snapping back to reality, back into the swing of it. Personally, I'm sure you can tell I am looking forward to being able to get those tethers of my week in. I'm not looking forward to the first week for the boys because it can always be a bit tricky getting back into the swing of things for kids. It's a lot. Like, school really is a lot for kids, for young kids. You know, when I think about all of the things that they do have to face and manage and take on board, there's a whole lot that happens in their day that we're not really privy to, and it's a lot of inner working stuff and it can be exhausting for them. But anyway, hopefully this is helpful. Refine your routines. What can your kids take responsibility for in the morning, the afternoon, and the evening? Remember that first week can be exhausting. Bookend the day with some quality time. Get your own anchors and tethers and routines and habits back in place. And make some fun plans for weekends so that you've got things to look forward to. And again, take stock of what worked and what didn't. I hope you've enjoyed this solo episode. It would mean a lot to me if you slide into my DMs and let me know. I appreciate you listening. This is what I want. This is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you gonna make a move? Are you gonna come and see? Whatever you wanna do, you know it's cool with me.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.